Topic 1. For hundreds of years, universities were mostly attended by privileged men. Today, universities are accessible to people from all walks of life, and they offer a variety of educational paths. Some students choose to expand their intellect through a wide-ranging liberal arts education, while others stack their schedules with finance and economics courses to become business leaders. Some students choose to avoid traditional universities altogether to attend vocational school in pursuit of a specific job. In today's rapidly changing world, however, it is vital to prepare to adapt. As AI makes certain career choices obsolete, and others arise in response to new technologies, people cannot always expect to remain in a single job from graduation through retirement. The modern educated person is a master in multiple disciplines and can accept diverse values. Topic 2. As laptops have become common in the classroom, many students are walking out at the end of a lecture with more detailed notes than ever. But their use of technology comes at a cost. They don't retain or understand as much information as other students do. I'm not talking about the obvious distractions laptops invite, such as email and social media. It's clear that students who take notes with laptops can type almost everything they hear without much effort. But that's the problem. Students who take notes with pen and paper are forced to focus and summarize the material, writing down only what is most important. Some scientists suggest that this causes the brain to work harder, resulting in increased comprehension and the ability to remember more, sometimes even many days later. Topic 3. Confirmation bias describes people's tendency to pay special attention to information that confirms what they already believe, and conversely, to ignore evidence that conflicts with their previously held beliefs. For example, suppose you think that a certain food you love is very healthy. In that case, you would be more likely to value scientific studies that support your viewpoint, whereas you may dismiss studies that conclude the food doesn't offer many nutritional benefits. Furthermore, confirmation bias leads people to interpret unclear or ambiguous data as supporting what they already think, so that the same information can be used to support either of two opposite claims. Even rational and intelligent people are subject to this kind of mental mistake. Understanding this tendency can help shed light on many communication failures. Topic 4. Imagine a medical experiment in which doctors are testing a new treatment for severe headaches. One group of patients takes a newly developed drug, while another group is given placebos, pills with no medical value at all. Whether or not the new drug works, some of the patients who take the fake medicine are likely to report that their treatment has relieved some of their symptoms. This is known as the placebo effect, a phenomenon in which the simple act of taking medicine can help a person feel better. Surprisingly, research indicates that even if a patient is aware that the medicine is fake, it can still prove effective. However, experts caution that placebos are not cures. That's why placebos are sometimes used to treat symptoms like fatigue or nausea, the side effects of proper cancer treatment. Topic 5. When do we truly die? There are countless stories of people who have seemingly come back to life after their hearts stopped beating. Brain death is permanent, however. When someone's brain stops functioning, there is no hope for that person's recovery. This can be confusing if the patient is connected to a life support system that keeps them breathing. The continuous flow of oxygen, in turn, allows the patient's heart to continue to beat. To distressed friends and family, it may seem that there is still hope for survival. Nevertheless, once the machine is disconnected, all body functions will cease. So why keep a patient who has suffered brain death on life support? Sometimes these patients have other perfectly functioning organs that can be transplanted into someone who would otherwise die of a fatal organ disease. Topic 6. Obesity is defined as a condition of being overweight to an unhealthy degree, and it's a growing problem all over the world. Although a person's genes play a role in the ability to lose fat, obesity is often considered a lifestyle disease because it is directly associated with eating habits. The disease also places a significant burden on healthcare systems. Hospitals have to get special equipment to support people who are severely overweight, and obese patients have higher rates of diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure due to their condition. However, research has shown that a little bit of education goes a long way. Teaching people about nutrition and how to maintain a balanced diet can help them keep their weight under control. Topic 7. Happiness has been shown to provide people with a lot of benefits, both mental and physical. Not only does it reduce stress, but it also makes your heart stronger and boosts your immune system. Some research even indicates that happier people experience less pain associated with certain diseases. Would you believe that happiness can also make you less productive? An experiment conducted by psychologists in Canada revealed that happiness seems to assist with creative tasks by making people more willing to accept a variety of ideas. However, this open-mindedness also opens the door to distraction, making it more difficult for people to focus. Of course, that doesn't mean we should sacrifice our positive emotions for the sake of performance. After all, happier people live longer, too. Topic 8. Critical thinking is the analysis of an issue in order to form a judgment about it. It leads people to logical and informed conclusions about what to think or how to act. Critical thinkers set aside and question their stereotypes to try to examine an issue objectively. They make careful considerations based on facts and evidence rather than gut feelings. In the information age, critical thinking is more important than ever. It is quite easy to deceive thousands of people on social media, as many do not make the effort to distinguish between fake news and authentic information. Even just a few questions could prevent them from being taken in. The consequences of the failure to think critically are serious, affecting everything from perspectives about climate change to presidential election results. Topic 9. What do you do in the face of challenging questions, such as which college to attend or which career to choose? You could take an analytical approach by listing the pros and cons of all your options in order to make an informed decision. Certainly, this method would reduce risk and help put your mind at ease. But you shouldn't fool yourself into thinking that the outcome would necessarily be favorable. We can never completely eliminate uncertainty when dealing with the future. Sometimes, we lack the information required to arrive at a logical conclusion. If you're lost in the woods and come to a fork in the path, sometimes you should set reason aside and rely on your intuition. Your experiences may help you sense the best way forward. Topic 10. Speaking more than one language doesn't only make it easier to communicate with a certain group of people. It also makes it easier to communicate with people in general. Researchers conducted an experiment in which young children had to consider both the context and content of a person's request. Children in the experiment could see a set of three cars of different sizes: small, medium, and large. An adult would ask a child to move the small car. However, the adult was in a position where they were unable to see the smallest of the three cars. Therefore, the child had to determine that from where the adult stood, small corresponded to the medium-sized car. In general, bilingual children were more capable of understanding the adult's perspective than were monolingual children. Topic 11. As I get older, I'm getting more distressed when I realize English is changing. I don't like it. Of course, English is a living language, and for a language to live means that change is inevitable. In our youth, we tend not to notice how language evolves. After all, we have yet to master our native tongues, so linguistic variation is not experienced as a shock. However, when we're older, we become conservative, and we criticize what does not follow tradition. These days, I'm especially critical. The internet has accelerated the rate of language change faster than ever before. I notice new and unfamiliar words each and every day. I wonder if speakers of English in the future will be unable to make sense of my English at all. Topic 12. Americans are well known for their big smiles, and it's not just because they want to be your friend. Not always, anyway. It turns out that countries with many immigrants tend to rely more on nonverbal communication. With so many people speaking so many different languages, a smile can convey the simple message, "I am not a threat." Of course, the meaning of a smile differs vastly between cultures. Thailand, for example, is known as the Land of Smiles, and some people have identified as many as 13 different types of them. Meanwhile, in Russia, too much smiling can be interpreted as a sign of disrespect, especially in business, where it can mean you're not treating a formal situation seriously enough. While Russian friends may smile at one another, a stranger's smile there is just strange. Topic 13. Before the First Industrial Revolution, economic expansion was tied directly to population growth. In order for farmers to grow more food, for example, they required more workers. Once innovation began to drive industry into motion, however, the global economy grew at an unprecedented rate. Many predicted that steam power and other technologies would trigger massive unemployment. While some jobs were indeed replaced, in the end, the grim outlook was proven unwarranted. The factories that appeared around the world required workers to operate the new machines. Today, we are at the dawn of the fourth industrial revolution, which centers on the automation of traditional manufacturing and industrial practices. Jobs are already being lost to AI and robots, but will new ones arise? Whether history repeats itself remains to be seen. Topic 14. Fully automatic self-driving cars may be just around the corner. The vehicles will be run by software programs. But will we be able to trust these programs to make decisions that are in our best interests? What if a traffic accident is unavoidable, and your car has to decide whether to sacrifice a group of pedestrians to save you? It will not struggle with the ethical considerations. It will simply act according to the design specified by its makers. Unfortunately, a recent survey of more than 2 million people revealed that there is no agreed-upon universal moral code among people. So there can be no perfect design. Therefore, if your car is faced with a moral dilemma, your well-being may well be the result of a decision made by a car manufacturer or government regulator. Topic 15. Malaria is the deadliest disease in human history. Fortunately, rapid advances in genetic engineering have led to the development of tools that could potentially wipe it out. By editing the genes of mosquitoes, the insects that carry the disease, we could eliminate their ability to reproduce, causing them to disappear completely. Similarly, these same genetic tools could be applied to humans as well, potentially leading to armies of genetically advanced super soldiers. As experiments have already been performed on mouse embryos, the fear of such technologies is not without reason, nor is it new. People have been worried for decades that AI will achieve consciousness and decide that humans are dispensable. Most experts say that such fictions are incapable of jumping out of Hollywood movies and into reality. But perhaps a little caution is required. Topic 16. Those who live in poverty do not have the financial resources to meet their basic needs. Extreme poverty, meanwhile, is defined as living beneath the international poverty line, which now sits at $1.90 a day. More than 700 million people currently live in extreme poverty, most of whom are located in developing countries. They regularly have trouble accessing food, clean water, or shelter, and for the most part cannot cover medical or educational costs as well. However, thanks to significant humanitarian aid, extreme poverty has been falling since 1990. While 36% of the global population lived in extreme poverty in 1990, today that number is down to 10%. As part of its Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, the United Nations aims to eliminate extreme poverty completely by 2030. Topic 17. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted by the United Nations in 1948, states that everyone has the right to take part in the government of his country directly or through freely chosen representatives. In other words, voting is a human right. But not everyone votes in elections, even in democratic nations, where they are free to do so. In some cases, apathy keeps people from the polls. They might think, "Why bother? Politics has no effect on my life." In other cases, people are unable to take time off from work to go to their nearest polling location, which could be miles away. The unfortunate result is that freely elected governments are not always representative of the majority of their citizens, but only serve the will of those who are politically active. Topic 18. Advertisements are everywhere, well beyond the flyers in your mailbox and the commercials on online videos. Sometimes, TV shows themselves are the advertisements, and I'm not talking about the Shopping Channel. These days, it's not uncommon for toy companies to produce entire TV programs to sell their products to children. Advertisers know that children can be willing customers, and the earlier they get children hooked, the more likely the children are to seek out the brands that advertisers promote. Week after week, these potential customers are stimulated by hours of TV and online video programs. They are involved in a powerful marketing campaign without realizing it, so it may seem unethical. Still, is it really so different from exposing children to commercials during other video programs? We must consider where to draw the line. Topic 19. Time flows the same for everyone, but perceptions of time differ considerably from country to country. In Japan, missing a deadline or being late for an appointment can be considered a grave sin. Maintaining the schedules of its ultra-efficient train systems is almost an obsession. Even a small delay of a minute or so is considered late. Not so in Italy, where the posted train schedules can't always be relied upon. But being punctual or not is just one aspect of time. When it comes to decision-making, Americans tend not to hesitate. Time is money, they say, and any hold-up preventing a business decision is considered wasteful. In Japan, however, business decisions must involve a careful analysis of past events, and plans rarely proceed until all possibilities are considered. Topic 20. In 1959, the governments of Egypt and Sudan requested the assistance of UNESCO. A major dam project threatened to flood a large stretch of the Nile Valley, endangering a variety of cultural treasures. In response, UNESCO launched an $80 million campaign to relocate several important temples and excavate hundreds of sites. Thanks to the donations from around 50 countries, the campaign was a remarkable success, and several similar campaigns soon followed. This work ultimately led to the 1972 formation of the World Heritage Convention. Today, nearly 200 states work to protect and promote assets of both historic and natural value. Sites on the World Heritage List not only gain international recognition, but can also obtain financial assistance from the World Heritage Fund to support conservation and preservation activities. Topic 21. Before the printing press, publishing was a difficult process that required people to copy books by hand. Johannes Gutenberg's invention transformed civilization by showing how printed materials could be reproduced quickly, accurately, and inexpensively. Soon, documents about everything from ancient knowledge to the latest scientific findings were making their way across Europe and beyond. Over the last several decades, the world has witnessed another innovation in information distribution: the Internet. People can now publish materials using a variety of digital platforms, and consumers can access them online instantly. It was thought that electronic media would make it difficult for books to survive, and many large corporate bookstore chains have indeed disappeared. However, American independent bookstores are booming, so the age of physical books may yet have a few more chapters. Topic 22. Japan's kawaii subculture is said to have emerged some 50 years ago as a means of rejecting Japanese traditions. Members were often students, and they adopted childlike ways of expressing themselves by wearing pink costumes and carrying cute stuffed toy accessories. Today, kawaii has gained worldwide popularity, thanks in part to government efforts to spread awareness of Japanese culture. Kawaii also reaches foreign audiences through other major Japanese exports, anime and manga. Popular characters are known from Morocco to Mexico, and global media sales are projected to exceed $30 billion by the mid-2020s. Kawaii has not only helped to shape foreign perceptions of Japan, but it has also had a significant influence on pop culture around the world, finding its way into cartoons, artworks, and fashion. It seems that the cult of cute is here to stay. Topic 23. Cross-cultural understanding is essential for navigating the worlds of both business and politics as travel between nations becomes more common and convenient. In our increasingly connected world, one cannot rely on technologies alone to facilitate international interaction. Our handheld devices offer us instant translations of both text and speech. But language is merely one aspect of communication. Even those who share a mother tongue can find social communication complicated. For example, in the United States, sorry is often considered an admission of guilt. Meanwhile, in neighboring Canada, the word is used so frequently that one province created the Apology Act, a law that states that an apology bears no legal significance. The 21st century demands that we be receptive to such differences rather than closing ourselves off with narrow-minded views. Topic 24. Globalization is the process by which people, goods and ideas move easily across borders, resulting in a more interconnected society. It began with the Industrial Revolution and today continues at an ever-accelerating pace by means of the Internet. Some welcome the benefits globalization offers. The economies of developing countries, for example, have gained unprecedented access to markets in need of cheap goods and labor. However, anti-globalization advocates argue that globalization has given too much power to large, international e-commerce and technology companies. Some also fear that cultural diversity is decaying, resulting in a more homogeneous society. Furthermore, increased trade and travel have contributed to such problems as climate change. The irony is that many conflicts that require international cooperation to solve are themselves the result of globalization. Topic 25. Today, more than a billion people lack access to clean water. And as the global population rises, the problem will only get worse. Global warming is a significant factor, causing increasingly severe droughts and floods. While there's no quick fix for climate change, there are actions we can take immediately to protect the world's water supply. Aging infrastructure must be replaced to prevent water leaking from pipes. Wastewater must be recycled to be used for both drinking and washing. And irrigation practices must be changed to use water more efficiently. Perhaps most importantly, people must be educated to understand the impacts of a global water shortage and to learn how their consumption habits must change. It is up to us to conserve one of our most precious natural resources. Topic 26. Climate change isn't just making the world hotter. Rising sea levels have already caused entire islands to be swallowed up by the ocean. Historic wildfires have broken out everywhere from Australia to the Arctic. Extreme weather events like droughts and heat waves are growing ever more frequent and severe. So what should we do in the face of such life-threatening disasters? As an individual, it's easy to become overwhelmed, but small actions can add up to big changes. By exercising your right to vote, you can help support politicians with pro-environmental policies. As a consumer, you can also speak with your wallet by avoiding products made by companies with poor environmental track records. Finally, you can make use of public transportation instead of using a private vehicle. Topic 27. Insect biodiversity has taken a dive. If you hate the small creatures, you might be glad at the prospect of their extinction. However, their loss is a clear signal that our world is in peril. Insects not only pollinate flowers, helping our crops to grow, but they also break down and dispose of dead plants and animals. Moreover, they play an essential role in the food chain, and many birds, fish, and other animals depend on them for survival. If enough insects disappear, ecosystems around the world could collapse. As biodiversity is essential for yielding medicinal plants and a wealth of other useful natural materials, it is time we took a stand against those who consider economic development more important than the preservation of the environment. The human species cannot survive otherwise. Topic 28. Intelligence was once thought to be unique to humans, but year after year, more animals prove to us that such is not the case. One key sign of animal cognition is self-awareness, and scientists can determine whether an animal or species shows evidence of the trait with a simple test. First, a scientist marks the face of an animal with some sort of ink while the animal is unaware, while it is asleep, for example. Then the animal is shown a mirror. If the animal indicates that it recognizes the mark is on its own body, then we can reasonably conclude that the animal is self-aware. The first animals to pass the mirror test were chimpanzees in the 1970s. More recently, however, dolphins, elephants, and some other animals have passed the test. Topic 29. No one was around to witness the beginning of the universe, but many scientists agree that it likely began 13.8 billion years ago with the Big Bang. The theory states that all of the energy in the universe was concentrated into a state of near infinite density and intense heat. Then it began expanding violently, creating not only matter, but also space and time. As the universe cooled, atoms formed and grouped together, transforming into stars and galaxies. The stars, in turn, produced larger atoms and molecules, which eventually gave rise to planets and asteroids. Our own sun emerged from the cosmic chaos some 4.6 billion years ago, and the solar system followed soon after. Nevertheless, it took another billion years for life to appear on Earth. Topic 30. The scientific method helps us learn about and correctly describe the world around us. The key principle is that we can answer questions about science by collecting evidence. It begins with an observation that leads you to a question, such as, "Why is the sky blue?" or "How can I run faster?" Next, you gather information about the subject to help form a hypothesis. Then, you make a prediction about what might happen if the hypothesis is correct, and then test that prediction with an experiment. If the prediction is found to be accurate, then the hypothesis is likely, but not necessarily correct. Similarly, if the prediction is wrong, then the hypothesis too is likely wrong. Scientists repeat experiments until they are fully certain that the hypothesis is proven.